Hello.
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
I need to get my money back. Whatever's going on, they started taking way more money out of my bank account instead of just a plain old $7.95.
May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
21154.
21154.
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Cheryl Kilduff Jansen.
And would you mind verifying your address for me for security purposes?
1840 Whiteford Road, 21154.
Just give me a few moments, the system's loading your account.
Say that again?
Just give me a few moments, the system is loading your account.
There's money coming out saying it's from Amazon.
Okay, as soon as it pulls up, I'll be happy to explain and get it canceled for you.
I have my bank on the other line. They're probably going to hang up because I need to get this almost $100 or about $100, but over $100 has been taken out of my bank account without any kind of approval.
Okay, I do have your account pulled up, and I do see the $7.95 that you paid for the shipping and handling for the Cruisette sweepstakes, but everything else after that has been declined, ma'am.
So, you're saying the $7.95 is just for shipping and handling of that one piece that I had approved of?
Right. And everything else after that, the three charges for the $67.32, they have been declined.
Okay.
Now, what I can do, I can cancel this so they won't continue to try to charge their card.
Well, am I supposed to get that piece of... It was cookware.
Let me see.
Am I still going to get that? For the $7.95? Because that was supposed to be what the deal was, from what I understand.
Right. It's a sweepstakes. So what it was, you enter the contest and you pay the $7.95 for the shipping and handling if you were to win that sweepstakes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So am I still going to get this thing?
If you receive an email stating that you won, yes, ma'am. But if you don't, then no, ma'am, you will not get that.
Okay. Then, if you can just give me my money back, that would be good.
All right. Give me a moment. I can get you fully refunded.
And I got to figure out what this Amazon thing was coming out.
All right, I have that $7.95 fully refunded, and I do have a cancellation number if you would like. But I have a question for you. Would you like me to go ahead and cancel this so they won't continue to charge your card?
Would I like you to do what?
Would you like me to cancel this account so they won't continue to charge your card?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, no problem.
Please. Yeah, somebody's taking money out of my bank card, and, you know, I have no idea who it is. And it's saying that it's an Amazon, coming out of for Amazon,
mm-hmm.
And it's like $1,000 that this credit card that I supposedly have through Amazon is. Like, no. They're taking money out, apparently, every couple of weeks. That's kind of weird.
I hope you get that situated, but it's not us.
My God, I hope I do too. I appreciate you telling me that it's not you.
Yeah, everything has been declined. But I got it canceled
okay.
So they won't continue to charge that card.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Would you like that cancellation number?
Please.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 263-022-735.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie, 216-022-785.
No, ma'am. It'll be 263-022-735.
735, okay. My threes and my twos don't always sound. Okay, 263-022-735. Okay. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A great Christmas.
You as well, and thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.